I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio. A Roaring Fork Valley local wants people to get out the vote. Hayden Cleverly has launched a new brand called Democra Streetwear, or DemSW for short. It includes items like swimsuits that say Nasty Voter and coffee mugs printed with Voting is Sexy. Cleverly says she created the brand to make voting more accessible for young people.
I've gotten the chance to connect with people from all over the country through this brand. You know, this young man in Ohio who's 18 years old and the first time voting, he was so excited to be able to wear the clothes and be a proud voter and help mobilize people in his community.
Cleverly says half of the proceeds from sales will go to Higher Heights, a political action committee that supports Black women running for office, and We Got the Vote, an advocacy group that helps people with past felony convictions restore their right to vote. Democra Streetwear is also launching a new artist collaboration series and a civic ambassador program to register voters and to sign people up to vote by mail. This year's election is November 3rd. The Grizzly Creek fire has burned more than 28,000 acres and is 4% contained. Alex Hager reports shifting priorities and a growing firefighting team have helped boost containment efforts.
Yesterday was the first day since the blaze began that it was even partially contained. A spokesman for the fire said crews have been focused on putting out spot fires and protecting structures in areas such as No Name and Bear Ranch, as well as working to keep the fire from spreading in the direction of Glenwood Springs. But now, with the firefighting team at more than 800 people, establishing containment is feasible. Officials say they'll be on the lookout for dry lightning and gusty winds over the next few days, both of which could help the fire spread more rapidly. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Eagle County announced last night that Buck Point and the Coulter Creek area above Missouri Heights have moved from evacuation to pre-evacuation status. Officials say residents can return home, but should be prepared to leave again if necessary. Lightning sparked a new fire yesterday afternoon, roughly 6 miles to the south of the Grizzly Creek fire. Personnel from Grizzly Creek were diverted to fight the Red Canyon fire near Spring Valley. As of last night, this new fire was reportedly 30 to 40 acres, burning in grass and brush. Structures were also threatened. Garfield County leaders issued an evacuation notice for some residents right away, but a few hours later, the fire was controlled and evacuation orders were lifted. Coloradans will be eligible for another round of federal unemployment benefits. State leaders announced yesterday that the state will begin paying out a $300 benefit starting mid-September to people who are still out of work due to the pandemic. People who are already receiving benefits will be enrolled automatically. Colorado only has the funds for 3 weeks, as the federal government waits to see how many states will apply before allowing requests for additional funding. This is Aspen Public Radio News.